to go in there and, you know, stuff the run. I also have pass rushing ability, you know, push the pocket and make things a lot easier on everybody else.
How's it feel to reunite with the check
door? It feels great. You know, he's a guy who obviously believed in me coming out of college. And, you know, when I heard I had the opportunity to come to Denver, you know, I was on the first plane smoking and, you know, met up with him. He's excited. I'm excited. And I'm just ready to get started.
Did that give the Broncos an edge?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Del Rio's a great guy to work with. He knows what type of player I am, you know, what type of system and what type of style I'll excel in. And, you know, I'm just ready to get going and, you know, meeting the guys and just being around.
Did you get to meet Kevin Bickerson today?
Yeah, he was around for a little bit, you know, kind of doing his little recruiting thing, but it was nice meeting him, and you know, I watched some film and, you know, learn how he play and, you know, play next to him and, you know, build a wall in that middle.
What was his pitch?
You know, everything from winning to, you know, the city, the fans, you know, the atmosphere on Sundays, and, you know, basically winning was most important to me, honestly. And I mean, there's no way I would leave this building, you know, without a contract, and I want to win, so.
The Broncos talked to us about wanting a guy who can not only stuff the run but also collapse the pocket. Is that you?
Definitely me. They made the right choice. You know, in my career, I've gotten pressure on the quarterback. Not many sacks. You know, I've gotten to the quarterback for a guy that, you know, gets double teamed a lot. But, you know, I'll do my best to, you know, push that pocket and, you know, make it easier on the ends. And you know, with guys like Dormaville and Von Miller rushing, you know, make it a lot easier for me. So, you know, it's just it'll be hard to deal with.
Other teams interested? Did you have other options, other choices?
Yeah, there were other teams interested. When my agent told me that Denver was interested, you know, I basically said, you know, that's a team I'm very interested in. You know, Jacksonville drafted me, so, you know, I gave them the opportunity to, you know, show their interest and, you know, see if they wanted me back. They didn't quite have the interest that the organization had here, so I feel like this was the best place for me.
It's been a pretty busy day for the Broncos. I'm sure as you were around the building, you were hearing. What do you think of all the rest of the moves?
I mean,
Welker, Stuart Bradley, all those guys today.
Well, I mean, Wes Welker, Decker, Peyton Manning, I mean, Thomas, that would be hard to deal with for any defense in the league. And, you know, how close the Broncos got last year, you know, to playing in the Super Bowl, you know, with that addition and, you know, with Stuart Bradley coming in and, you know, playing behind guys like me and Vickerson and, you know, probably won't get touched much, you know, it's definitely a hot spot. I mean, everybody, you know, there's a few teams in the league that you can say, you know, actually have a chance of playing in the Super Bowl, and this is definitely one of those places, and that's basically the ultimate factor of winning.
So what did it feel like up there? Did you get a sense that people were excited?
Very excited. You know, with Coach Fox, you know, ate lunch with him. You know, he doesn't even seem like a head coach when you sit down and talk to him. You know, Coach Del Rio, the same guy that he was in Jacks, very, you know, animated, and, you know, they love football, and that's the sense I get. And, you know, I can just feel the excitement in the building, and, you know, I just can't wait to, like I said, be around my teammates.
Did you know about all these other moves before you signed, and if so, did it inform you?
No, I actually, before the Welker signing, I actually told my agent that, you know, let's get something done. And coincidentally, it happened at the same time. I'm pretty sure his news is more bigger than mine's, but, you know, I'm excited about the addition, and just ready to get things started.
Also, you mentioned Dumerville. Is he coming back?
Oh, I'm not sure. You know, I don't think I'm in the chair to make those decisions yet, but, you know, from what I know, he's a good player, and I hope that he's on the team.
How will your role compare here to what it was in Del Rio's defense in Jacksonville up through the 2011 season?
I think the roles will be similar. You know, be stout against the run. You know, push the line of scrimmage back, and you know, collapse the pack against the pass. You know, I think that's for any nose tackle in the NFL. And with the system being similar, you know, I think the only difference is the guys that are, you know, rushing the passers on the ends. They're, you know, the best in the league, and you know, you got an offense that's going to put up points, and you know, when you're putting up points like that, teams playing from behind, you know, you can pin your ears back and, you know, rush the passer, and that makes things a lot easier.
You think you and Vickerson kind of alternate who's on the nose, or?
I'm not quite sure how they're going to do it yet. He can play left and right. I can play left and right. He can play nose and three. I can do both also. So it'll be fun once we get to learn each other's style and what we're comfortable with and familiar with each other. You know, things will be fun.
You might get a pretty scary situation with the eye.
Right.
Was that just last year or two?
Yeah, it actually was the first week of April of last year. And, you know, just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. My eye is fine now. It's 100%. And, you know, I just wear glasses and device just for protection.
Did it change you at all, having kind of a scary...
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
at some point?
Yeah, well, that's what the doctors thought at first, but through the blessings of God, you know, that didn't happen. And, you know, it definitely changed me, made me more aware of the position I'm in and, you know, the opportunity of playing in the NFL. You know, some guys take that for granted, and, you know, having a lot of money, and that's something I learned from, and, you know, I would talk to younger athletes about.
Got to ask you,
you got roasted 96 mean? Well, you know, the name Pot Roast is a name that I got in Jacksonville. So, you know, when, you know, I'm making plays and doing stuff I'm supposed to be doing, you know, you got roasted. So, you know, and the 96 comes from my jersey number. And, you know, the name Pot Roast will probably stick with me for the rest of my career, which I'm cool with. But if Broncos fans could think of something better, I'm open to it. It came from my rookie year, a guy named Clint Ingram, who played linebacker, who was just like the comedian on the team. And I got it on the plane flight coming back from Seahawks. He keeps telling people that I ordered like 10 things of pot roast, 10 orders, but that wasn't the case. But, you know, it's fun to play with.
What's it like coming from Jacksonville, who's obviously had some struggles, to a team here that is obviously all in on winning? Now.
It's a major difference. That was probably one of the main things, if not the main thing, in me choosing a team in free agency. You know, I wanted to be there and, you know, build, you know, help build the, you know, organization back up to its winning ways that it was, you know, earlier in Coach Del Rio's career. But, you know, ultimately, you know, your time runs out, you know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like, you know, I want to be part of a winning organization, and I want to win now, and I feel like this is the place to be.